Bless Minister Scott. Anoint him with power from on high, dear God, to preach your word. We thank you, Lord, for giving him traveling mercies, dear Father, to arrive here. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just, Lord, give him utterance, dear Father, through your spirit to preach the word that is good for us. Feed us this morning, dear God.
Yes.
Feed us out of your word.
Yes.
Feed us with your goodness, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and Lord, give Lord, give Brother Scott utterance,
yes.
dear Father.
Yes.
Give him liberty
yes.
in thee, dear God,
yes.
to preach the word of God. We rebuke the enemy, dear
yes.
God, in all ways and in all fashions,
yes.
for he has no part nor lot with the proceedings this day.
Yes.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in the service. Remember Sister Laurentine, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch her, dear God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we know, dear God, that they have the boot on her leg or on her foot, dear God. But Lord, the doctors have said how long they think it's supposed to stay on. But Lord, you are holding the clock on that, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for healing, dear God, in her body. And Lord, we know, Lord, she's going to give you the glory for it all. Lord, you've healed her in the past. And she has praised your name.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we're looking for that same kind of healing and that
yes.
same kind of praise.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless us, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all who have traveled in, Lord, to see family, dear God. Remembering Sister Maria, dear God, and Tatum.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for giving them traveling mercies
yes.
also, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with them, dear God. Remember DeAndre, he's not able to be here, dear God.
Yes.
Pray, Lord, your blessings upon him. Give him rest, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Frank Wigfall Jr., dear God, who's here with his mother, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that he would able to be a help to his mother, dear God. Father, when it's time for him to return home, we pray, Lord, for traveling mercies on him as well. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those who might still be on their way. Remember all of those who are on our sick list, dear Father.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all of those who came to the food pantry, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, help us, dear Father, who work in the food pantry to show the love of God
yes.
to each one who comes,
yes.
dear God.
Yes.
Lord, that they might know that there is a God in heaven who loves them. Father, help us, Lord, to be a reflection of that love. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'd remember all of our unsaved loved ones, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, they need a Savior, dear God. Father, as we look around, dear God, we pray, Lord, that, again, Lord, help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee, Lord, that
yes.
you might keep us in perfect peace as you promised to do. Lord, help us, Lord, not to be burdened down or bogged down with the events of this world, dear God. But we know, dear God, that you said, Lord, we live in perilous times. And
yeah.
Lord, you talked about all the things that would happen. And Lord, you said these are the beginnings of sorrows. So, Lord, we haven't seen what will be seen, dear God, if Jesus should tarry. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to keep stayed on thee, dear Father.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, not to let our faith fail, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, help us, dear God, to be about our Father's business.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to be true. Help us, dear Father, just to lean on you with all of our heart, dear God.
Yes.
And lean not to our own understanding,
my
Lord, and let us in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord, that you may direct our path.
Yes.
Have your way in this service, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear Father, for the opportunity, dear God,
yes.
to give you glory and praise and thanks for
yes.
Sister Jenkins, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, dear God, for her. We thank you, Lord, that you've given her to us, dear Father.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for the way that you have touched her and
yes.
empowered her, dear God, to feed the flock here.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her. Keep your hands heavily upon her, dear God.
Yes.
Give her the strength that she needs, dear God. Father, lift her up. Keep her encouraged, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. We realize, dear God, that it's not a small thing to be the leader of a congregation, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are able, Lord. You called her, Father, to this calling. And, Lord, you are able, Lord, to equip her to do, Lord, what you would have her to do, that we might be blessed. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way. Have your way in her. Have your way in us, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, remember our children, dear God, who are downstairs, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for them, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you keep your hands upon them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, for parents who are endeavoring to raise them in these times,
yes.
dear God. Father, we know, Lord, it's so much better if the parents are saved. So we pray, Lord, for unsaved parents, dear God.
Yes.
Father, that you would Speak to their hearts, dear God, to help them to know, Lord, that when they don't know what to do, Lord, when they know you, they can always come to you, dear God, and get help and guidance and wisdom on what to do about their children. Lord, have your way, Lord, in this service. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And before you this morning to lift the morning offering. This is the fourth Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for our missionaries. We thank God for what he has done. We realize that as we do the food pantry and the turkey giveaway and we go to the nursing home and so on, this outreach work is missionary work.
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily have to get on a plane or a boat or a train to do missionary work.
Amen.
You might be standing in line in the grocery store, mm-hmm. and the Lord gives opportunity where someone may say something to you that causes, and the Spirit will give you utterance, and the mission work can be right there in the mm-hmm. aisleways, Walmart, Aldi's, or Save-A-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord calls us to the field. He said, Jesus said, the fields are white, ready to harvest. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say those fields are necessarily in Botswana or somewhere.
That's right.
And speaking of Botswana, let me just say, at the end of the year, when coins are put into the offering, and we put in a metal canister. We say, and at the end of the year, we take to the bank and put it in the cash machine. We'll tell Ohio they have one of the few places that have a cash machine that works sometimes. And you get that and cash them in and then take whatever that currency is and deposit it into the church account. And the cash machine, the coin machine won't take coins that are damaged or coins that are not American. And there were $2.10 in Canadian coins. So I'm just saying, be careful when you drop it. Take a second look at your coin. I understand that the store may have passed you Canadian coin, but when you're putting in the offering, take a second look just to make sure that's not Canadian. There were $2.10 in Canadian coins. There was 30 cents. There were three dimes for Bermuda. And one from United Arab Emirates, and one from Botswana, and one, I don't know what it was from. It looked like it may have been some Asian characters on it. So just to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. Because I don't know who dropped them in there, so I don't know who to give them back to. They're not negotiable in the United States. I'll just put it that way. They're not negotiable. So yeah, I guess they're counterfeit in the United States. They're not counterfeit in those other countries, but aware of that. Thank God. Thank God for each and every one of you. Again, the center plate will be the missionary offering, and the ushers on both sides will receive your tithes and their offerings. Ushers, please come forward. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you, dear God, that you supply our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, your blessing, dear Father, upon this offering. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each giver. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom for the use of these offerings and tithes, dear God. For, Father, you know, dear Father, for what purpose you want them used. And, dear God, we dare not run ahead of you, dear Father. But, Lord, we wait on you, dear God. Ask for your guidance, dear Father, and what we must do, Lord, that the kingdom of God might be blessed. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to always be thankful and grateful, dear Father, for what you have provided. And, Lord, we're going to give you glory and honor for it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Sister wants those in a choir to come forward.
We want to thank the Lord for the many blessings and all that he's done for us. We thank the Lord for Minister Jenkins much. We truly appreciate her and all that the Lord has given her to give to us. And we want to sing a couple songs here that are dedicated to her, that are songs that she loves. One is, "Oh, I Want to See Him," and one of her favorites, "Keep Heaven in View."
Yeah.
One more time, He is Lord. For He is Lord. Praise God. Yes, He is. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee, praise God, shall bow. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ,
is
praise God, He is Lord. We thank God for His Son Jesus who died for us, and thank God for His goodness to us. Amen. Truly, God has been good to us since we last met, and thank God for each and every one of you. I know this is appreciation for me. I tried to sit down, but Sister Blake wouldn't have let me, so I'm up here, but brother's going to be there, so thank God for that. And I look out, and I see my good friends, and thank God, Sister Ganada, Sister Rhonda, and I think I saw Sister Baleen somewhere, but oh, she'll be back. I just thank God for you all coming out. And I know Sister Sandy, I want to say she did text me. She is sick today. She's not able to be here. But remember her much in prayer. And she asked also to remember Monty and Matthew in prayer. And I thank God for each and every one of you. But let us look to the Lord. We thank God for Brother Scott being with us today. And thank God I'm Maria. Sister Maria is here with the Tatum, too, and I just thank God. She probably surprised me, came in, so I just thank God for everything. I'm a little overwhelmed right now, but thank God. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to Thee. We want to say thank You once again for Your manifold blessings. Thank You for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to be in a house of God. We thank You, dear Lord, for all that You've done. We thank You, Lord, for the songs. We thank You, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, for the people of God. We thank You for how You have been so kind and merciful unto us. Now, Father, as we sit, our sister has already prayed for our dear Pastor Scott, and we ask, O Lord, that You would continue to look down upon him with favor. We ask, O Lord, that You would let him down deep into the well of salvation, dear Father, to bring out those things that we need to know. We thank You for our dear brother Scott and ask that You would continue to bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Give him liberty, give him victory, dear Father, over the enemy of his soul. We ask, O Lord, that You would help us to sit with open hearts and minds to receive the unadulterated words of Thee. And we'll be so careful this day to give Your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank You right now. Amen. Brother Scott.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As always, I feel just like I'm at home. Before I begin to preach at home, the first thing I do is reach over the pulpit and turn the light on. On our pulpit, Pastor has put, preach the word. And I remind myself when I look down and see that. When I'm standing behind this pulpit, I read, do not forget subject matter. So, amen. Because I know sometimes us preachers, we can just take off. Being so full, we kind of lose track of the subject matter. But praise be to God for prayer. Amen. Peace and blessings be unto you in Jesus' name. Thank God for each one of you. As always, thank God for the shepherd of this flock, Minister Renee Jenkins, and for Minister Blake, and for all the leadership here. We just thank God for each one of the members and friends visiting this morning, and we're just praying and trusting that God is going to bless each and every one of us, speak to us right where we are, minister to the need in our lives. And so this morning, I believe God has given for a subject, God's gift, only believe. God's gift, only believe. We find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, it reads, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
My.
What he's saying here is the calling that God has placed upon our lives. It's impossible for us to fulfill that calling apart from the presence and power of God.
Amen.
We want to look today at some scripture references to help us understand this teaching that has been left for our hearing. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it is said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
This is yet another Christmas season or holiday, and what's Christmas without the Christmas story? I know in our household, from the time the kids were able to hear and understand, before they would touch a present, I would first read the Christmas story. I wanted them to know what was the most important in that day and time, even though as children, it was kind of hard to persuade them that it wasn't the gift. So I had to change things around and say, okay, well, let's talk about the gift. And so that's what we want to do this morning. We want to talk about the gift, God's gift, only believe. And starting out, in looking at this text, I couldn't help but think about DeAndre, Maria, and God's gift to them.
Amen.
Oftentimes, we will get a picture sent. And each time we receive a picture, not only will he be sharp, but always, always would have a big smile on his face. And I thought, wow, this is God's gift to that union. This is a gift that has yet to speak his first word. And yet, every time he smiles, he's speaking in volume. Every time he smiles, he's touching lives. And I believe that this is what God would have us to know and understand. He has given us a gift in the person of his son. And though we have not heard him speak audibly a word, we can see and know his presence and authority all around us. Just look at Tatum. Yet to say a word, and he continues to bless us just with a mere smile. If you ever see a baby get tickled and get to giggling, God wants us to know that's the joy I want you to know.
Amen.
That's the joy I want you to have and experience every day of your life. Even though everything may not be good, understand that everything's going to work together for the good. Give it time.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
Believe. It's God's gift to us. I remember as a child, we lived in a two-story home, very old home. And so therefore, when you would go up and down the steps, there were certain steps that would squeak. And so you would have to make sure you avoid that squeaky step, lest you hear something from mom and dad, get back upstairs. But as a little kid, just knowing all those goodies down under the tree, and some of them has your name on, you couldn't help but get down to see how many, how much do I have under the tree with my name on it. And so inevitably, I think mom and dad still heard us, but they would let us get up as early as like 5 o'clock. And we'd already made two or three trips down there, whether they knew it or not. And we already knew exactly where our gifts were. And it's interesting how that we would get them all put together and we would stack them all up and stand back and see who got the most or who got the largest gift. It was always those big gifts that would get set to the side, and you start opening up the little ones, and then you work your way up to that excitement of that great big gift. And I believe that in God, in his gift, if we would believe that though we start out small, growing, even as a babe in Christ, if we believe, if we trust in him, though we might see things happening that would be considered small gifts, small things, God desires to do all things in and through us. But he has a plan, and his plan requires a certain method to see them through. So we learn and understand that without faith, without trusting God, it's impossible to fulfill that task, to see our destiny fulfilled. But all, if we believe, if we believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, not someone that just casually throws a word or two out. God, you know, I'm kind of short today. If you can throw me a little cash my way, you know, just throw them little things out there. But when you're diligently going before the Lord and seeking to glorify him, seeking to honor him, to the glory of God. When we look at we believe. In chapter 7 of the same book, it reads, "Now when he had ended all his sayings, speaking of Jesus, in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum." And at this time, Capernaum was where Jesus was dwelling. He was staying at. It would be what we would consider like a headquarters, if you will. That's where he was located. And a certain centurion servant, verse 2, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. So here's a soldier in Capernaum who had a servant who was sick and ready to die. And in verse 3, it says, "When he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant." What I find interesting, in their time and era, a servant was just a slave. A servant was just a tool. If he was sick or she was sick, they would just discard it as waste rather than respecting it as a human being. But here's this centurion soldier, commander, who was showing love to a servant of his to the point where he heard about Jesus and sent for him to come and heal his servant. Now, here's a man that is actually a Gentile who looks to the Jew, the Jewish priest, to intercede in their behalf. Now, we know from scripture reading that Jews and Gentiles had no ties together. There was that prejudice that was so thick. But here's this Gentile, we learn, who had a faith. He only believed, and we'll learn, receive what he asked. This centurion asked that the elders of the Jews, go and talk, intercede, ask Jesus to come and heal his servant, a slave, a tool, but one that he loved dearly, one that he did not want to see die. And I'm saying there are those that we'll come in contact with. It doesn't matter that we don't know them, that they're not a part of our family, our group, or it does not matter. We love all. God wants us to reach out to everyone just like he reached out to us. Didn't have to, but he showed us love.
Amen.
He gave us the gift of God. And he wants us to let it be known that this same gift is for everybody.
Amen.
Every created being. This gift is for him and her. And so we read in verse 3, when he heard of Jesus, he just heard him. He was in a position where he could hear the word. He sent unto them the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy of whom he should do this. It's interesting how that they petitioned Jesus.
My, yeah.
First of all, they wanted to let Jesus know as if he didn't already know. What we're asking you to do for him, I just want to, you know, throw in, the guy is a great guy. You know, I mean, he loves the nation. He even built us a sanctuary. He built us. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's worthy. In verse 6, it says, and Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him. First, he sent elders. Now he's sending friends to Jesus, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Now, the elders was just telling Jesus how worthy he was of the blessing they were asking him.
Please
for,
leave your message
but here
for
the centurion himself is saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not fit for you to stand under my roof. He even went further in verse 7, whether neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee.
Yes.
He said, I'm not even worthy to stand in your presence.
Exactly.
But he says, but say in a word. Wow. When we talk about only believe, he said, all I need is for you to speak a word.
Amen.
That's what we have right here. From Genesis to Revelation, we just have the word of God.
Amen.
But I remember Zacharias, he wasn't satisfied with just the word.
No.
Mary, she didn't quite get it all, but she said, be it unto me according to your word. But Zacharias, he needed a sign. He needed something more than God's word.
Amen.
God will help us with our unbelief, yes.
Amen.
But
God,
we're not going to tell God how to do something.
Amen.
That he's put in place already.
Amen.
We're going to have to walk by faith. We're going to have
not
to trust him to receive
Amen.
His grace.
Amen.
Just the word. In verse 8, I also am a man set under authority, mm-hmm. having under me soldiers. I say unto one, go, and he goeth.
Mm-hmm.
To another, come, and he cometh.
Mm-hmm.
To my servant, do this, mm-hmm. and he doeth it.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel.
Amen.
All this time, all this ministering, all this healing that's been taking place, and he says, I've not witnessed this kind of great faith.
Amen.
That this man is showing. A Gentile man. In other words, there are those who has experienced the healings of God, the comfort of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, and yet when it comes to faith, their faith is so weak.
Yes.
But then there are those out who have not experienced some of the things, some of the miracles that God has worked in his people's life, and yet they show great faith in
yes.
saying, only the word, just speak the word.
Amen.
All I need is to know your word.
Praise God.
That's all I need.
Amen.
As the people of God, we know that this is our meat, the word of God. This is what strengthens us.
Amen.
This is what keeps us encouraged.
Amen.
This is our hope right here, God's
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
We know that apart from that, we will be weak.
Amen.
Malnutrition. The enemy will destroy us if we don't stay in the word of God.
Praise God.
But
Amen.
Here's one that's not as strong, and he says, just speak the word. Because he understood authority.
Yes.
That's all we have to do. We have to understand the authority of God. God is sovereign.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
And as we reflect on 2017,
to replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message,
how he's encouraged us, how he's kept us with hope, expectation, love. God has worked in and through our lives throughout this year.
Yeah.
And going into this next year, Jesus, should Jesus tarry, we go with all this joy, love, all this experience, all this expectation,
yeah.
and hope. We have all of this entering into this new year.
My.
This next verse, in verse 11, mm-hmm. when we read this, think about what it's saying
okay.
and how it would apply to us going into this new year
okay.
as we seek to close.
Amen.
Verse 11 of St. Luke chapter 7. And it came to pass the day after all this took place with the centurion that Jesus went into a city called Nain.
Yes.
And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. These are the people who had been healed, that God had blessed. He had a huge following now. And they were going into Nain.
Yes.
Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Now you might ask, what in the world is the preacher talking about? Going into a new year and dead. Now think about this.
Come on, brother.
As a body of Christ, we have all this joy, all this excitement.
Yes.
And we're going into this new year, and we're just so happy and excited. That's Jesus and his followers going into the city.
Yes.
But now, there was a procession, if you will, a funeral procession coming out of the city.
Yes.
So if you imagine, when we see a funeral procession, what's the first thing we do? We pull over.
Right.
And stop.
Right.
They go by, and we keep on going.
Amen.
Business as usual. We think
right.
nothing about what we just saw. But when we read here, we'll see what happens when this funeral procession is coming out of the gate, while Jesus and his followers was going in. So what we have one gate. We have a group going in, which is rejoicing, happy, shouting, praising God. But then they look, and here's a group coming out that same gate full of sadness,
oh,
mourning
yeah.
because of the death of a loved one.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see how we respond to that as believers going into a new year, blessed of God, having all this faith and joy and happiness. But we're crossing into a new year, and we're crossing people who don't have that joy, who don't have that hope, who
yeah.
don't have that expectation,
right.
but they have this great weight of burden on them. They're grieving because of all that's transpired in their life. What are we going to do going into this new year? What are we going to do when we cross that gate
Amen.
With all of our joy and happiness? Are we just going to pull over and say, oh, we didn't know. Excuse me. Go ahead. Or are we going to show some compassion? Are we going to say, wait a minute, and minister to that need? Look what Jesus did in verse 12. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. So you can imagine, she's a widow. She's lost her husband. Okay, she's a widow. Now she's lost her son. Now she has nobody. She has no hope. She has nothing. You can only imagine the weight that is upon her now. And yet this woman was loved by many because many followed her in support of her. But in verse 13, it says, when the Lord saw her,
when the Lord saw her,
he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. He didn't pull over the side. Oh, excuse me. I didn't know. Hey, y'all step back and listen.
No.
He said, stop. And he went to that woman who was grieving. He went to that one individual. All those other people that were there were just those in support of this one. But Jesus wanted to minister to that one. He recognized she was at that point of brokenness, of having nothing, no hope. She didn't know what she was going to do, how she was going to make ends meet as a woman in that culture was a bad situation to be in. And Jesus recognized that. But crossing over, going through the gate, he stopped and had compassion. He says, weep not. Weep not. In 14, it says, and he came and touched the bier, which is the coffin. And they and that bare him, and they that bare him stood still. Everybody stops. And all he said was, weep not. All he did was reach out and touch the coffin. But everybody stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Verse 15, and he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God. That's what it's all about. Glorify God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us and that God has visited his people. That's what God wants. When we cross that gate with all of our joy and excitement, when we go into that new year, we're gonna run into people who don't have that same joy and peace, who have not been delivered from hell yet. And we're going to have to stop and we're going to have to minister, not be fearful, not be, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say. Oh, I feel my heart goes out to him, but what can I do? We're going to have to be ready.
Amen.
That's why what we're going through right now, God is preparing us.
Amen.
He's preparing us. We're thinking it's all about us. Whoa, what have I done? Oh, what did I do to deserve this? It's not always about just us and ours. There's a world out there that God. And he's preparing us so that when he blesses us, he enables us to be a blessing to others. It's not just about us.
Amen. Amen.
God wants us to know that we have the same authority and power in us that raised Jesus from the dead.
That's right.
So if you really believe that you have that same authority in you, then when you pass by someone and you recognize they have a need and you believe you have that same authority, you should be able to speak to that individual and bring about a change.
Yes.
But now, again, you might speak it and they may reject it.
My.
But the seed has been planted.
Amen.
You leave it up to God to bring forth the fruit.
Amen.
Just trust him. Don't think that just because they didn't fall down on their knees and ask God to forgive them such that it was all in vain. No. To everything, there's a season and a time for every purpose, every work under the heaven. Just do what God has called you to do. We're going into a new year.
Amen.
We're crossing into the gate, through the gate, and we're going to find there are those that we're going to run into that are miserable.
Yes.
And we want to be as Christ. We want to show that same compassion and love, and we want to say, stop. Hey, do you have a minute? Can I just speak to you? Just for a moment. And at least be ready to share a word of hope. Share direction. When you're lost, that's what you want the most. Direction. I'm lost. Every time I make a turn, I just get more lost. Generally, that's men, but anyway. Turn. You can turn around just by asking for direction. And so we run into people who have a need. All they need is some direction.
Amen.
And then if they choose to follow that direction, their life changes. It's that simple.
Amen.
But we can't be afraid. We can't just step back and let them walk by.
Just turn them over
to the enemy. Just let the devil ruin their life. Because at some point, they may come back, and that same person you had a chance to witness to and lead to Christ, that same person, because you did not take that opportunity, may be the very one that comes and takes your life.
My.
When we don't take opportunity.
Come on, brother. Teach. Come on.
That's all. We only have to believe.
Amen.
God has given us a gift through his son, and we celebrate that. But we have to believe his word.
Amen.
We have to know that all things are possible through Christ.
Amen.
We have to know that without faith, without trusting and believing in him, it's impossible to do his will. But we tried to share a variety as God laid them upon my heart. Individuals like Mary, who said, just be it unto me according to your word.
Yeah.
Zacharias, who had a problem with faith, but God helped him with his unbelief, and God fulfilled his destiny. Here's a man, the centurion, who was a Gentile. He had no belief, no faith. But then when he heard of Jesus, it did something to his life. And in time of need, it caused him to turn to Jesus. And that's all we're saying. When we witness the word, when this centurion heard of Jesus, all we're saying is when we plant the seed, just as the centurion did, and God will do a great work in their lives, even as he did in the life of the centurion. We just have to believe. We just can't walk by individuals recognizing the need and show no compassion. No, we can't do that. Not as people of God. We have to show the same love and compassion that God has showed us. So we pray and trust that God has given us a word of understanding, word of direction, hope, that has strengthened our faith, given us the power and authority that we need to do what God has called each one of us to do. So we just pray this blessing upon you and trust God to fulfill his perfect will in us. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, I thank the Lord for Brother Scott. I was writing down some notes and some of the things that he was saying there in this believing, trusting in God, trusting God to believe and fulfill what God, our destiny that God has for us. And for those of us who are saved, we have to be ready to share a word of hope to those who do not believe in Almighty God.
Yes, yes.
Because as Sister, I believe when Sister was praying, she prayed and talked about our world and the things that we see that are going on. These things are troublesome in our world today, and many people are getting off on those, and they cannot see the great gift that God has for us. As the brother was speaking about, and God's gift is only for us to believe in his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I know the word of God, and brother touched on it a little bit. You know, he tells us, wherefore we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the witness that Jesus Christ, but many are so seeing the world and the things that are going on that they can't see Christ in everything.
Yes.
But we thank God that if we get into, as brother said, Genesis to Revelation, we can see the greatest gift that God left for you and I is his son, Jesus Christ. He gave that to us. And it made me think of this one scripture here where Paul was telling young Timothy that I am not ashamed.
Yeah.
For I know who I have believed.
Mm-hmm.
And I am persuaded.
Yeah.
So we've got to be persuaded.
Yeah.
That he is able.
Yeah.
To keep that which I have committed unto him. Do you believe that today? Do you believe God's gift is only believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Shall we stand at this time? Sister, do you have a song?
410.
Okay. 410 in the worship of the Lord. You know, when Sister Blake was up and she gave the exhortation, she mentioned in her prayer, she said that our faith not fail, not knowing what brother was going to speak about, but she mentioned that, the Holy Spirit had her mention that in the prayer, that our faith not fail. Fail us.
Yes.
Let our faith not fail us in these last days. As we approach, as brother said, a new year, let our faith not fail us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us keep on pressing on for the Lord. Let us run on
mm-hmm.
to see what the end. The late Brother Malone used to say, I'm going to run on to see what the end holds for us. So let our
yes.
faith not fail us. Amen. Number, sister?
410.
410 and worship the Lord. Go right in. All right, sis. Go right in.
Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all and all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson and stain. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I will wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all.
Do you believe he paid it all?
All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. And I stand in him complete. Jesus died my soul to save.
Do you believe he died to save your soul?
Lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all.
One more time.
Jesus paid it all.
If you believe he paid it all, then he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah, there's still room at the cross for one. Jesus still is calling for man to come home. He's calling for souls to come. He paid it all that you and I might be able to live. Do you believe that he paid it all, that we could live this life and have more life abundant and free in him? Do you want a life in Jesus Christ? If you're under the sound of my voice, if you heard Brother Scott this morning, as he preached the word of God, talk about belief. If you believe that Jesus paid it all and you are out of the ark of safety, you can come while there is time. We will take time to, you know, minister with you.
Yeah.
Time is winding up. You think about this year, 2017 is almost gone. If the Lord allows us to see next Sunday, we said, December the 31st, at 12 p.m., this world will end. I mean, December 31st, 2017 will be gone. And if the Lord allows us to see January the 1st, 2018, it'll be another year. How will you spend that year? Will you spend it as you spend it here in 2017 if you do not know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Or will you make preparations to get to know him? I know many are making New Year's resolutions. If there's one resolution that you would make, and that one resolution would be that I'm going to serve the Lord, but you don't have to wait till January 1st to make that resolution. That resolution can be made today. He said, the day you hear his voice is the word of God. Brother Scott did what the Lord sent him to do. And so the word of God has gone forth. He said, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Will you come to Jesus? He's calling. Will you come to him? If you are out of the ark of safety without delay, will you come? This time has been set aside for you to come if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There may be one here this afternoon that say, I draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto you.
Yeah.
You may need to get a little closer to the Lord. You may see some things that are lacking in your salvation, lacking in your life. You may not be as strong in your prayer or in your faith as you can be. Come boldly to the throne of grace,
yes,
that you may find grace and help in the time of need. God is able. God is able. Shall we look to the Lord, our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father? Truly, we thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. We thank you for your gift, dear Heavenly Father, the unspeakable gift that you gave us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to seek and to save that which was lost. And so, Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you remember our loved ones who are out of the ark of safety this day. Remember them, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to their hearts, dear Father. As your servant said in the word, when we plant that seed, help us, Lord, as those who are in Christ, to plant the seed. One will plant, the other will water, but we know you give the increase. And so, Lord, we bring our loved ones to you and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember them in a special way. Help us, Lord God, as we go, dear Heavenly Father, to walk worthy of the vocation from whence we have been called, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to live this life that we call as a Christian before mankind, that we are glorifying you, which is in heaven. Father, help us in our walk each and every day. Not only when we come here to the house of God or to the house of God we may go to, but help us, Lord, in each and every day, in our conversation, in our walk, in our speech, everything we do, let it glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that's what it's all about.
Yes, Lord.
This life is all about glorifying you.
Yes, yes.
So help us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. Thank God for, as we said, the message and the messenger, and thank God for God's gift, only belief. Word of God said, help my unbelief. Help us to believe that God is able to do all things but fail. Just a few announcements. As we said, I know today is a celebration for me, but I thank God for the saints of God and everybody and for everything that you're doing for me. I'm a little overwhelmed, but I thank God for you. Lord willing, this Friday, December the 29th, we will have our cottage meeting at Brother and Sister Carol's house at 7 p.m. Please pray for that. Please pray for Sister Blake. She will be speaking. Lord willing, ordinance services will be held on next Sunday, December 31st, following morning service. Also, auxiliary hits, don't forget your budgets are due for 2018 by, Lord willing, next Sunday. And our budget meeting will be held on the 13th, and our annual business meeting will be held on January the 27, 2018. All right. Also, devotional leader for Wednesday night Bible study is Sister Millicent, and her alternate is Sister Melita.
family or church friends. Thank you for your prayers during this difficult time. You have been so faithful, and I love each of you. Wishing you all the joy of the season. Also, thank you for sending me the Daily Bread's Pathway and Bible Path. I used them for my devotions. I was so happy when I had you in my home. Hopefully, we can meet again. There is nothing more wonderful than his plan to send his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit to save us from our sins and the preparations for an eternal heavenly dwelling for all who live for him. Praise his holy name. My soul rejoices at his love. May Christmas abide in your heart, Sister Ruth Ann. Also, we received from Sciota Point. It says, God's gift is still the greatest ever given. Thank you all for coming to Sciota Point. You give the residents much joy. God bless you. Merry Christmas, Denise Swartz, Activities Aid, Sciota Point. Thank you very much. A very special thank you, as warm as it can be, to express appreciation to you from Grateful Me. Hello, Wayne Avenue family. Thank you so much for the beautiful edible arrangement, fruit basket. When the delivery person knocked on my door, I knew he had the wrong address. He said, if you are Rose Williams, these are for you. I am truly blessed and fortunate to be loved by saints like you. Thanks again, Sister Williams. Amen. And our thought for today, the greatest gift wasn't under the tree, but was nailed to the tree on Calvary for you and me. Thank God. Amen. 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 Well, we truly thank God for Brother Scott and Sister Blake. Go right ahead, dear.
May I just say, you have that closing voice.
Right.
This is your appreciation day, and I just want to stand and thank God for you.
Thank God.
I thank God because you're so humble.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so humble as God's servant, and you always give him glory in everything. You do so many things behind the scenes people never even know. There are things that happen, or things that people get, they don't even know where it came from. It's you.
Thank
number
you,
of God, has put them on your heart. You check on different ones. You encourage other ones to come out to serve or put out like all points open. Where are you? Haven't seen you lately. That's the work of a minister.
Thank the Lord.
Of a pastor. And I thank God for you. You're in the pulpit. You don't play.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you realize that the work of a minister is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. We get fed to where spiritually we can be fat and flourishing if we take it in.
Thank you.
And I thank God for you. I thank God. There's no one in you who doesn't think that you're their friend.
Thank you, Lord.
And that there's a lot there. You're approachable. And no, that's not the case in you. Let me go and tell you anything.
Thank you.
After tell you in confidence, it won't go another person.
That's
important.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank God for you. I thank God for placing you where you have. I thank God for what you are to your family. We weren't there physically, but we were there with you. We know that you were here with us.
Yeah.
And
thank
God for all the ways that he has blessed you this year, all the ways that he prevailed in your life. And in fact, we know that he has full control.
Amen.
And we will follow you as you follow Christ.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Blake. Truly thank the congregation. For all of your goodness.
I would just like to say, I know you were a teacher, but now you are a
Thank you, Sister Holmes. And I let me just say, I thank all of you. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this, but you've been good to me, and God's been good to all of us. And sometimes the enemy would make me think that I'm not doing my best for the Lord. But I thank God for the notes and cards and all the things that you guys do, you all do for me, the saints of God. I'm not crying because I'm sad, but it's just that I have a huge family of God that is praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're happy with you. Go ahead and cry.
Thank you. And as you know, this year was a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to lay to rest my dad,
mm-hmm.
which I truly looked up to. And it was a little bit more difficult because we had great anticipation waiting for Tatum to come.
But we didn't realize when Tatum came that shortly after that we were going to be losing
my dad. But I thank the saints of God. And I thank you for your prayers and your love and your concern for us. You couldn't ask for a better family of God than this family of God here. That God has given us, and the joy that we have.
Amen.
You know, you're not huge like other people, but I thank God for what we have. We're rich
Amen.
In spirit. We're rich in the Lord. We love the Lord, and God has provided for us. God
mm-hmm.
is still providing for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we come in, we were here. A lot of them were here late yesterday, delivering stuff and doing and making sure others had. Just thank God. Can't thank God for a better family, and
Amen.
Let us continue to pray for each other, hold each other up, and as I said, I thank God for my dear brother, Alan Scott, always willing to help out. He was there for me when Brother Pastor Walls allowed him to come and to help us out during. We thank God for that. We don't take that for granted. We don't take him for granted because we love Brother Scott and praying for him and Sister Scott, and just continue to pray as we go through this year and this new year coming up, as Brother said, looking forward to it because we have a lot of work that God has for us to do, a lot of work to finish up this year. And I want to thank God for my dear husband, Brother Tony, and just thank God for him and Sister Maria, everybody. I don't want to miss anyone because you've showered your blessings upon me, and I thank God for you. And I hope and pray that I live up to all that God would have me to live up to. That's what I want to be. I want to be a blessing to everybody. That's what I ask the Lord each day. Let me be a blessing to someone.
Amen.
I want to bless someone. I've been so blessed, and I want to bless others with what God has given me. So thank God for you. And I thank God for my friends here being here, Sister Ganada and Sister Rhonda, and I'm snotting everywhere. But anyways, I just thank God for everybody. So. Truly, I've been good. It's been a blessing from the Lord. Thank God for you. Do you have a word or anything or before we go downstairs? Because you're between the food and your word. But go right ahead.
I'm not a real speaker.
Oh, really? Thank you. Thank you.
He knows your heart. I know that you're on the right path. I know he has great things for you. And I see you every day growing every
Thank
time
you.
I see you. I'm so blessed to have you in my life.
Thank you.
Because you knew me from the drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm thankful.
Thank the Lord.
To see people live their life every day. I see my mom every day.
Amen.
And to see the people in this church. I don't believe that we'll be here during the rapture, but I believe that you are leading the people every single day in every
avenue of your life, wherever you go.
Yes.
And you just, I thank God for you. Pray that He will continue to lead you to bigger and better things, things that you're not even expecting, and from the word that He was mentioning today. I was just looking at you. I mean, you don't think that you are touching the line, but you do every single day.
Praise
and
God.
And I'm listening to how you miss your father. And I pray every day to God help me when I lose this one right here.
Yes.
But He introduced me to Jesus.
Amen.
So
amen.
I know I'll be all right.
Amen.
Same way with you. You might miss your father, but you have another one.
Amen.
Right here that you can lead.
Yes.
The same way that your father
met you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I'll read my card.
Okay. All minds are clear. Okay. All minds clear. And go downstairs and shall we stand to we just thank the Lord for yeah. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just thank God for his goodness. Truly, he has been good. I'm going to ask if Brother Brian would lift up his voice and also remember the meal. And let's not forget Ferris Day. She was not able to be with us, but she was online. But remember her much in prayer as they travel back. Amen.
And we pray for those less fortunate at night. Have thy own divine way this day as we continue to fellowship one with another in the down in the lower auditorium. And bless us as we leave this place safely to arrive to our next destination. For Christ's sake is our life.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.